Earl's Place is a transitional residence located in Baltimore, Maryland. It provides a place for men to stay for a couple of years until they are ready to live elsewhere. The men in Earl's Place are there for many different reasons, and none of them have the same story. The men can stay there for a maximum of 2 years. However, I interviewed a man named Anthony, who is preparing to leave because he was on his last week of his 2 year stay. Anthony explains his story about becoming homeless and the steps to recovery, and how Earl's Place helped in those steps.
If you don't mind asking, or me asking, how old, or, that's wrong. If you don't mind.
My wife left me. Left me with all the bills. I didn't know I had accumulated that many bills. Couldn't pay for the house. Couldn't pay for anything. I didn't have any money. Lost my house. And had nowhere to go.
Yeah, how did you find out about Earl's Place?
I was in Wiseman House over on Maryland. They told me about Earl's Place. They didn't tell me a lot about it. They just told me that it was a real, real good place to long couple year program. At that time, I was thinking survival. I'm thinking, cool, I get to sit somewhere for 2 years. You know, obviously that changed when I got here.
What exactly changed?
Well, from the moment that I came into the house, I had three trash bags. Somebody picked up my trash bags and carried them up to my room. You know, when it comes to being homeless, people don't help each other. You know, when you go from, well, even coming into Wiseman House, they tell you, you can take your stuff to such and such a room. Right? Nobody helps you get to your room. So the first thing when I got here was, they picked up my stuff and took it to them. That was cool. And then they fed me, because I hadn't eaten. It just felt like home, almost the moment I walked in the house.
All right, so you're leaving in a week from Earl's Place?
Yes, I am.
Do you feel ready
mm-hmm.
to go back?
Yes, I do. I think my biggest problem will be purchasing products for the house. Food.
Spending money, you mean?
Because Earl's Place supplies everything. You know, it's like leaving home, and now you have to buy it. I'm sorry, I can't buy that for you. You have to go out to the store and go find it. But I don't even know where the store is. I mean, it's really convenient when your store is right over there for the toilet paper, right over there for the paper towels.
What advice would you give to my generation? Just in life,
as far as
in general.
Everything?
Yep, anything. Life advice.
Listen to your parents. Love God. Listen to your elders. Try to do the next right thing.
What made you want to recover? What was the turning point?
The turning point was when at Wiseman House when I went to the therapist. I had stated to the director at Wiseman House that I had been 6 months sober and I was more depressed than when I was drinking. And I told him that I would rather be drunk than to be sober and feel the way I feel. That's when he set up for me to go to mental health, because he obviously saw in me that there was depression.
Did you ever read the Bible or start reading the books?
Yes.
How often?
There was a little little book is called Our Daily Bread. When did I start reading? I think it was back in Wiseman House. I would start reading those scriptures. You read one scripture a day, and it asks you to meditate on it and to think about it.
Anthony felt like Earl's Place was really him. He felt solitude there, but he was ready to start and move on in a place he could call his own home.